Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast. We are Briggs and Dodson, two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos. We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely. We're queens with broken crowns. Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers. We also intend to drink. Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers. Actually, they're trying to kill us. Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers! Good morning.
All right, it is still technically morning. Briggs and Dodson here. All right, first let's just cheers because we're together.
Well, then we shouldn't say good morning. We should say good afternoon. I mean, that sounds really bad.
That first time we sat down to practice, though, and actually recorded and edited and are using that one, we said, well, yeah, we drank in the morning.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Wait, do it so I can slam it down to get rid of the evil spirits.
True.
That's my new thing.
Cheers.
No, write down. Then you take your soul.
Oh.
Or throw
look at
it,
that.
Or throw it in your own face.
There you go. Clearly, I don't know that one.
Okay. Yeah, I just read that the other day on one of my, like, I don't know, bourbon things I like on Facebook.
Okay.
It's an old, I think, predominantly Irish custom. But when you're drinking whiskey, you do your toast and then you put the glass down on the table and it gets rid of all like evil spirits. And then you take a sip.
Well, why am I not doing that every single morning when I'm trying to get my evil spirited children
well,
out
you
of the
just,
house?
Because you just found out about it.
Well, now I have to drink whiskey while I'm making lunches in the morning.
Tap it down with authority and then take your sip.
All right. Well, it's good to know. Good to know.
Okay. So this morning we just want to press play and catch up because it is a fucking nightmare trying to get together to do this.
Yeah. There's always something that comes up.
I love late start for the kids because they get a break to sleep in.
9 a.m.
But then it takes me 5 hours to get everybody out. It feels like.
My kids are late for late start. Okay, 100% of the time.
Do you sleep in on late start days?
I can't because I still have one in junior high that has, they don't have late start.
Right.
Only high school has late start. So I still have to get up early and
okay, I've decided today to not do that anymore. Today was the first day that I was like, oh, it's late start. I'm sleeping until 7.
Yeah.
So I slept in until people were like, Mom, are you getting up?
Well, good. I mean, I did sleep in a little bit today just because my husband was going to breakfast with the junior high kid. So I was like,
cute.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. I will.
Did you sleep till 7?
7.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But the 9 o'clock drop off, then when I go to that, then stuff's not done. And I come back and finish doing the stuff that would normally be done by 9.
It just prolongs your day.
Yeah.
It prolongs your day. I like sleeping in though. If I could sleep till 10 o'clock every day,
that'd
I would.
Be great. You think you would?
I don't know, but most days, yes, because I'm so freaking exhausted.
Nice.
Yeah, I've always been a sleeper. Always.
Good for you.
Always. And I've been robbed of it.
That's why your
so
face
years.
Is not falling like mine is. My face is literally, gravity has taken hold. It's falling down. Yes.
Not even.
It's falling. I can see it. By 5 o'clock, I can't even speak because my mouth has fallen down.
Turn that frown upside down.
I try to smile all day because I am smiley. I smile a lot.
You are smiley, yeah.
But still, like the one time I'm not smiling, I'm like, oh my God, my face is falling all the way down.
Well, maybe you can see that on yourself. I cannot see it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, it's the self-critical thing. Okay, I wanted to tell you this morning, if I was still allowed to text while I was at a red light, I can't anymore because I'm also so blind without my cheaters.
Okay.
So I'm very law-abiding now because I can't see my damn phone
right.
without my cheaters.
Cheaters readers?
Yeah. Cheater reader.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the other day Brian was like, why do you have 3 pairs? Most people have 1 pair of glasses. I'm like, because I'm blind everywhere I go.
So
I need a pair
in
my
car?
Bag. I keep one. Yes. Because
okay.
I can't see.
Gotcha.
So, okay. So we get in the car to go to late start this morning. And my teenager sat down and she goes, well, on the way to the car, I'm like, watch, don't step in that dog shit. Because now the old dog just drops poop out of her butt.
Fantastic.
On the patio.
Oh.
So I'm like, watch,
not
out,
even
watch,
in the grass.
Watch. No. All over the patio.
Perfect.
Just walks and shits.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, watch out. So then we get to the truck and she sits in and she goes, oh my God, what smells like shit in here? I'm like, well, did you step in it? I told you to watch where you were going because of the dog shit. Like, no, I did not step in it. It doesn't smell like actual shit. It just smells like shit. What is that smell? I'm like, I don't smell anything. I mean, maybe there's stale food from your sisters that I am used to, but I don't smell anything. And she leans in and she's like, is it you? And I said, well, we're going to California tomorrow.
Okay.
So I got a spray tan. So I'm like, and those kind of, sometimes they
smell afterwards. Right.
So I'm like, well, is it my spray tan? And I lean forward for her to smell because they reek.
Yeah, right. She's especially like, the next day.
No, it's not your spray tan. Oh my God. I smell what it is now. It's your stupid essential oils. They smell like shit. I'm like, oh, the patchouli.
I put it
on to cover the stink of my spray tan.
Well, but it doesn't smell like poop. Like
she didn't say it smelled like actual shit.
Poop. She's just saying like, it just smells like shit.
Like okay. This stinks, yeah. Mom. Right. You and your oils stink.
Well, I think by now she should know that scent.
Right?
In your home. I mean, and on you.
It's not the first time I've worn patchouli.
Not at all.
You smell like shit. Okay.
She should just know that's what my mom smells like. That's what my mom smells like.
Better than spray tan.
Yep. It's okay. I can't believe that she's not used to that smell by now.
I've gotten really good about not doing the whole, like, I buy stuff to feel better. You know, people like shop their feelings or eat their feelings.
Yep.
Well, the other day I was like, I'm buying this Jo Malone. Do you have any of that? The Jo Malone perfume?
No.
It's like someone takes an essential oil and like perfectly crafts it with regular chemical toxic perfume.
Oh.
And they smell amazing, all of them.
I need to look into that because actually perfume gives me a headache.
Oh, wait, am I giving you a headache?
No, because you're not wearing perfume.
I have Flower Bomb on too. That's my blend.
Like I like Gucci. I like Chanel. I like
the Gucci perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh, I'll have you try some of mine.
Okay.
And I love the smell of it, but if I'm wearing it, it gives me a headache.
Hmm.
So now we're talking about perfume. Essential oils too. Like if it's just like a solid, potent, it gives me a headache.
Yeah, no go. Okay.
I have to wear it very lightly.
Tell me about you getting all of your... You have an empty house. Here. Cheers to the empty house.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen often.
You got one.
Well, it was very, very, very close to not being an empty house today. You know, and I said this in one of the earlier episodes. I think our first, like, go the fuck back to school episode where I said I haven't had a day where all of my kids have been at school. This morning, we got everybody off, and then my one son in high school, he had a migraine early this morning. And so right when I thought, like, the one kid that has all kinds of trouble getting to school in the morning was off to school, and I thought, I'm golden. If that kid gets to school, I am golden. Yeah. I don't even need to worry about the rest of the kids. And then the other one had a migraine. And
you're like, no, you don't. Not today.
But I have to tell you how I handled it. Because I have suffered from migraines myself. And I know I have been hospitalized for them. I have prescription medication for migraines. It's not a headache. It is so far beyond a headache. It's not even funny. I vomit from them. I see things. It's just horrible.
You have to do that whole dark room thing.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
And I have to take medication that actually makes me hallucinate, but in that moment, I would rather hallucinate and like see puppets and shit in my bedroom than the pain of a migraine.
Okay.
So unfortunately, my poor 15-year-old boy suffers from them the same that I do. And he gets them sports induced. When he does too much exercise and too much... He's not playing football this year. He is basketball.
Oh.
So he does conditioning like before and after school and weightlifting and basketball camp and just preparing for the basketball season. So he has been very active and I know he just does not drink enough water either. Mm-hmm. So he got a migraine. He has migraine medication, but I should have like the most sympathy in the world for somebody that has a migraine because I know how it feels. And when I had all those other kids off to school today and he told me he had a migraine, I was like, oh, no, you don't. No, you do not have a migraine. Here is the medication. Here is a bottle of water. Get your ass up and you're going to push through this day. I don't care. He's like, Mom, I was vomiting at 4 a.m. I'm like, I don't care.
Have a slice of bread. Put some cold water over your head.
Here's some peppermint oil on your temples
and
on the back of your neck. and get up and go. I mean, the kid was as white as a ghost.
Did you give him a barf bag too?
I did not. I was like physically kicking him out the door. He's like, Mom, I'm really sorry, but I can't. He's like, please stop screaming at me. I have, like, could you imagine having a migraine and having someone scream at you in your face? He's like, you're screaming at me and I have a migraine. I'm like, I don't care. Bye.
If you go out the door, you won't hear the screaming anymore.
No, exactly. So he did take his medication and he did drink a bottle of water. And I know that he's feeling better now.
Good.
And plus, because it was late start, like we were saying, he got a little bit more rest in. And I did. I took him to school like 30, 40 minutes later than late start. So
right.
Around 9:40.
Late start.
Late start. And you know what? I'm considering that a win.
It is a win. We're going to make sure we talk about this.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out, that I consider it a win. So by 10 o'clock, my house was kid-free and all of my children, all four of my children are where they need to be and they are at school. I win.
You win. You're the winner.
Boom.
Put your crown on.
Boom, boom.
Huge success.
I'm talking about a mini,
teeny, tiny win because I'm still trying to figure out the school drop-off details.
Oh, you are still not on track with that.
No.
No, I look for your car sometimes.
I look
too,
for you
morning.
And I'm like, but then I'm also like, please don't actually see me or notice me because I'm only half ready and I'm not enjoying myself.
Oh, you don't think I'm ready, do you?
No, but you look fine being not ready. I need to like do things.
I know.
Like, yes, concealer and I had a facial yesterday, so my face is a little bit weird today.
For the pickup line, you have to put concealer
on?
No,
in my day.
Oh, in your day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
so if you
that.
Don't see me before, then I look, you know, like one of those moms.
Yeah.
And I see all the pretty ones in their clean cars that are going to work that are all done because I don't know, they got up at 4 a.m. And their mouths aren't falling down.
And their kids all do what they're supposed to
whatever.
Do. Who are these people?
I don't know.
I want to know. I need a lesson.
They're not my friends.
I don't know anybody
I
like
mean,
that.
I have pretty friends, but I don't have, my friends aren't particularly put together.
Right. I sure as shit. No, I'm not.
So I finally figured out when you turn in, what lane to be in to do the turnaround thing to avoid Ogden Avenue, because we want to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, but see, when you go back to your house and you do that turnaround lane, you have to turn right. So that works well for you. That does not work well for me because I have to go left and that's an illegal
left
turn. Well, that
sucks for you.
So I have no choice.
You have to
but
do the
to
Ogden
go through
Avenue.
The Ogden Avenue.
Well, I hope you play good music while you sit there for 25 minutes.
I sure do.
Good.
The
you
kids
know,
get out of the car and there comes my 80s rock or old school gangster rap.
I realized this morning something about myself, how if I'm really feeling down and overwhelmed, I'm completely overwhelmed today because of packing children and following dress code and all of this to get ready for California. And I'm behind and overwhelmed. So I turned on Taylor Swift and I was like, why am I doing this exactly? I'm like, oh, mind-numbing music. So the same way that you would be like, God, long day, I'm going to turn on whatever show.
Yeah.
That's my music to just be like, nothing's going on up here. Empty the brain.
So Taylor Swift music is mind-numbing for you?
Well, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Like just taking away any
just
feelings
it couldn't
of,
be fluffier or more, you know,
right.
Like.
Right. It makes you happy.
Yeah. Like I'm not thinking about it. So that's what I was doing.
I like Taylor.
Which I do too.
Yeah.
But the teenager obviously didn't appreciate, so I stunk and played bad music.
Well, I mean, we
but
just suck in every way.
My win was figuring out where I'm going.
Perfect.
Okay.
What's our show called today?
So we're going to call this the Booty Short and Contraceptives
Perfect.
Show. So what we're talking about is topics people have brought up to us.
We're getting some requests.
Yeah. So rather than saying the we're getting requests show, because that's dumb.
Right.
We're going to say what it's actually about. So we're going to talk about the booty shorts and the contraceptives. But really fast, I want to say first how we got our first almost not hater comment, but like, who do you think you are comment? Something along the lines of like, what makes you guys qualified to do the podcast? So not, I mean, necessarily hater, but definitely more inquisitive,
questioning.
And potentially critical versus supportive.
I think that's exactly what it was.
So,
it wasn't supportive. It was
like
prove
yourself.
What makes you qualified to do a podcast?
Right.
How about we're not?
We're not. Well,
easy answer there.
I think what makes us qualified to do it though is that we know that there's no such thing as a podcast qualification.
Anybody?
And thank God there's not, because that would make it not sexy and it would be lame.
Right. Just like anybody can make a website, anybody can make a podcast. We're just putting the time in and we're bringing up and we're willing to bring up topics that nobody else is quite willing to dive into.
Well, and selfishly, it's amazing therapy for me because I was starting to cry while I was putting my makeup on this morning and listening to Taylor. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be fine because I'm going to go and sit.
Were you listening to Love Story?
Oh, yes.
Because that's the song that
I
makes me cry.
I love that one. Like, pick out your white dress.
The white dress part every time.
Because there were workers. And I mean, I don't really have a reason to cry in like the grand scheme of things, but well, it was too much at one time.
You can't control your emotions.
Obviously not.
Well, most people can't. And if you can, then you.
Good for you.
Yeah. Congrats.
But I did want to say, if we had to break it down, that we both have our teaching degrees and number of children. I have a psych degree also that I have not used in the professional field, but really got that so I could use it in my mothering. But I feel like that brings a little something extra, I think, versus just the teaching degree when it comes to mothering for me.
Yes, I agree too. I too have my teaching degree. However, you can't put a price or a degree or anything experience.
Nope.
And so I can sit up here and say, I have my master's, my PhD, my blah, 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 whatever, whatever in every subject in the world. But I cannot put a price on some of the experiences collectively that both of us have had. And I think too, just with our personalities in general, we're willing to put the time in to sit here and sit in front of a microphone and bring up these topics that other people are like, ooh, that doesn't happen in my life.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go bury my head in the sand over here and pretend like that's not happening.
Right.
So I'm glad that the both of us, regardless of our college degrees and our, you know, number of children or whatever, we're willing to put the time in to discuss these topics. And
I think you said that.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah.
Because you know that girl, that woman, whatever, you say, is it Brené Brown? How do you say her first name? I don't know. But
I haven't
listened to her stuff. But all I ever see with her name is vulnerability over and over and over, right? That's really the number one thing that qualifies us, right? Is that fact that we're willing to plug this thing in and press play and share the actual stuff. So we're qualified because we're vulnerable.
Vulnerable. And real and ready to... And I think also... We just want to share with other people that we know are going through on some level the same thing.
Okay.
On some level.
Maybe not as extreme. No, I think so. There's this mom that I really appreciate that she just has one, but her daughter's at the same high school as ours. She's really funny. She always shares, like, she's obviously going through things similar to us. And she shares with just the right amount of like realism and joy. And I think she's got a really good like tone to her social presence, which I think she also has to her life. So she commented on us and wanted to discuss the whole booty short thing. So that brings us to, it took a long time to catch up there, but that's what happens when I don't invade your day every day.
No, and this is what happens when you purposely unscript.
Yeah. Okay, so I love that she brought this up because she wanted to talk about the booty short thing.
Why is that a thing? I don't want to see your ass.
Or
anybody else's ass.
Okay, we don't want to see anybody's ass. Stop wearing those. Stop. Though they've got those nice little tight, like brand new asses where their cheeks are up.
Right. They haven't fallen yet.
No falling. I am going to, though, the next time my kid wears that, I'm going to put a pair on. I mean, I have some.
Right. Well, you could.
And
you could knock it out, though.
No, mine's falling down in the back, too. There's this picture of me in my bathing suit. And if you zoom in, you can see my legs look fine. Like my thighs are toned. But if you look carefully, you could see like in the back where my ass is like hanging down.
It's hanging down.
It's not all up there like J-Lo tight and sitting where it's supposed to be. It's not.
If we could only be like J-Lo.
I wish.
I mean, bitch is 50 years old.
But
I
would take the saggy ass if I could have her like facial definition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would let that ass sag down to my ankles if I had that face. But
yeah, right. Well, think of all the luxuries she has to make that face.
Yeah.
That ain't natural.
One of my neighbors said when my teenager was first rocking the booty shorts, I was like, God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that, you know, she was walking down the street like that. And she's like, hey, if the girl can rock them. And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting perspective. Because okay. My kid can rock them, but okay. Also don't.
Okay, my kid can rock them too, but I don't like hearing that. That makes me uncomfortable.
Well, plus my daughter has 15-foot long legs. And
yes,
then I'm like,
mine
okay,
too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we both have beautiful children. We're biased, but we also have like really good looking kids.
True, but I still don't want to hear that from other people.
Cover it.
I know.
Why?
Because if we're looking.
So because it's beautiful, you get to show it?
But if we're looking at it and our friends are looking at it, the neighbors are looking at it,
then
and
they're
commenting on it, imagine what the boys or grown-ass men are thinking.
Well, we've had
when
to have this
talk
when my kid was first catcalled. I'm like, well, okay.
In front of you?
No.
Or did she just tell you about
told
it?
Me. Okay. But then this is a really hard thing, right? Because on a logical human level, if someone who is a man sees your butt hanging out, you can probably expect
to be catcalled.
Not going to pretend it doesn't happen a million times a day. I mean, I was catcalled all the time walking in Chicago in a long dress. I didn't have my ass hanging out.
Right.
I didn't have one, but. So I'm trying to find this balance in the.
And it feels so much differently when it is your teenage daughter. That
right.
is a whole different. It's,
so,
like,
how do you,
because I feel like if we're catcalled, you're catcalled, or if
well,
I.
Well, now if I'm catcalled, I'm like, wait, me?
Yeah.
Or, are you talking to me? Certainly not.
I just keep walking because I know it's not for me.
Is there someone past me that you're looking at? Because
right.
I'm actually the mom.
Right.
Thanks.
Right. I saw my daughter get catcalled last weekend when we were in Texas. And I was so uncomfortable. But
what,
I.
Were you like walking behind her?
I was walking beside her.
Oh.
They're
well,
not,
maybe it was for you.
It wasn't. I promise you it wasn't.
If you're walking next to her, I agree.
It
no,
was 107 degrees in Texas last weekend. And I promise you, because you know I run hot in the first place, there was no catcalling this lady. It was
plus
my
you
daughter.
You call yourself a lady. So there's that. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady. If these kids, girls, young women decide to wear these booty shorts, is it okay for them to be catcalled? Is it okay? Is it kind of like when you dress like a slut, you're asking to be raped? I mean,
well,
I'm not trying to
go
all out here, but I mean, that's a lot of times what people say. If you're going to dress like a slut, then that's what you're asking for.
I know.
And that's the image that you're portraying, and that's the vibe that you're sending out and the message that you're sending to men, boys, whatever.
Well, there is something very powerful, whether or not the catcalling happens, there is something very powerful about how you present yourself. And I think it's important for us to talk to them about how to separate. It's a real thing that if you walk half naked, that you can expect attention. That's just the way it is. People have eyeballs and reactions. We're people.
Right. And you're walking through a high school that is nothing but raging hormones bouncing off the walls.
Well, and that. How do we get rid of the whole, like, this is how people might act and make it a self-owned thing and say, this is how you look. Is this how you want to look? Do you want to be the girl that has her ass hanging out?
Right.
Well, if 95% of the girls have their tiny little asses hanging out, then probably yes, because we all want to be included.
My sister came over here the other day, and she was here with her baby. She just has an almost one-year-old daughter. And
this was the day when you couldn't come shopping.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And my daughter she's a senior, so she has off-campus lunch.
Oh, that's right.
So she came home for lunch that day while my sister was here with her baby. And my daughter came down the stairs and was like leaving the house to go back to school. And she was in a huge hurry because she was going to be late. So she just quickly said goodbye to us and she shut the door. And my sister looks at me and she said, is she wearing that to school?
Oh, God. Was it the sweatpants and the cropped shirt thing?
It was the sweatpants and the cropped shirt.
Okay.
With the push-up bra.
Of course.
And belly button ring.
Sexy.
And my sister was like, holy shit.
Did she walk?
No, she drives.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, because that's very different. If you're walking, sometimes they dress like for cars.
Sure.
Like my kid will be like, I can't walk in this. You must drive me. I'm like, I have to drive you because you're not dressed.
Right. No.
With clothing on. Okay. So but is your sister younger a lot? Like, is she your youngest sister?
No.
No.
No. She's second in birth order to me.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's 41. 42.
But has she never seen anything like that before?
She just isn't used to, she has a daughter that's just turning 1 year old. So that's her only
this
child.
This is her only baby.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So I think I would have felt the same way. I'd be like, oh, your kid.
She walked out the door and my sister about died. And I'm like, you know what? She's 17. I'm assuming that she has a hoodie in the car or a sweater or something, but she did.
Okay.
She did. She left it in the car. So that was good. They weren't booty shorts, but she was showing a lot of other stuff.
Right. So I think but either one or the other, right?
It's equivalent. It's either booty shorts and like a hoodie.
Or those t-shirts that cover the whole that you're wearing shorts and then it looks like you just have no pants on.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's very 90s.
It's very
90s. Yeah.
I do like the way that the sweats with the cropped shirt look as an outfit. Wish I could rock that crap.
Yes, yes. And you are a stylist, so I definitely appreciate your thoughts on that.
I do like to turn to that as my favorite because I much prefer that than seeing my child's actual butt.
But do you prefer to see her boobs?
I don't see boobs when she wears that one. It's just more like the midriff from the cropped.
Okay.
Which I prefer. I had like no body when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I weighed like 90 pounds. But even if I had one, I don't think that was... We didn't do that where we had the...
We did.
Did you?
For sure. Yeah. Bodysuits. Bodysuits are back.
Bodysuits are... Well, I'd like to wear one now.
Well, because
with my mom mod.
Because you can.
Well, I just do it anyway, but...
Yeah. Well, no, you can.
Okay.
just don't do booty shorts. I think that there's an age limit
disgusting.
On booty shorts.
Plus, by the way, though, when you do wear those, sitting down, it's extremely uncomfortable because all that material right there in the middle, rather than being on your legs, goes
straight
up the vagina.
It
gathers and pulls in the vagina area. It's not comfortable.
No.
Then I'm like, that's not, now everything's uncomfortable.
Right. Exactly.
But also, if they are wearing underwear with the booty shorts, they're thongs anyway, because regular underwear would be covering their ass more than the shorts.
Way more than the shorts.
So don't wear underwear if you're wearing them anyway. Whatever.
Right. Or, yeah.
And good luck with the whole discomfort of the denim in your parts.
Oh. Ooh, that sounds bad.
God. You haven't rocked a pair?
No. Nope. I'm good. I just want to bring this up too because it is a huge contrast from my life last year where my daughter went to a Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a Catholic high school just last year for her junior year. So we were all about uniforms.
Yeah.
And so
what did she think of that?
I rarely heard her complain. It was black pants.
It wasn't the cute little plaid skirt?
Oh, no, not anymore.
Oh,
I think that's elementary.
A little Britney Spears skirt?
No, I think that's more elementary school and they don't wear that in high school.
Okay.
That's more of just like a man's like fantasy.
Oh.
No, it was black pants and it was a polo shirt with a belt.
Oh God.
Polo shirt was tucked in. You had to wear socks and you had to wear, and get this, you had to wear Sperry's, the shoes.
Sperry's?
The
you
shoes.
Did? The
yes.
name brand?
Pretty much.
Or something as equally dorky?
So my daughter hates Sperry's, right? She's like the anti-preppy.
Yeah.
She's not that. So when she thought that Vans were kind of equivalent to the style of Sperry's, or at least...
Well, Vans are a billion times better.
Right. So she, on her first day attending a Catholic school last year, she wore the entire uniform perfectly. And she was very nervous because she comes from a public school. So she went to private. This is her first day ever wearing a uniform. And she wore... Vans.
White ones or the checkers?
No, they were black. No. She had to wear black and they have
black.
To be laced. So they're not the slide-on
Are
Vans.
There laced Vans?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
So black laced Vans that were equivalent somewhat to the Sperry.
So the Sperry's supposed to be black also? The shoe's supposed to be black?
Black or navy blue.
Oh, okay.
So she got written up for a uniform, what do you call it? Like for
dress code violation.
For a uniform violation on her very first day of high school at a Catholic school because the Vans were not they don't do Vans.
Really?
And so when I called the school just to verify, like she got a detention and everything. And I thought, okay.
Harsh.
Well, okay. And the shoes were very, very similar to the Sperry's. Like they sent me an email with the picture of the.
Listen, Briggs, Vans are for skaters and rebels and anarchists. And Sperry's are for boating and gardening.
I know.
And libraries. Not a fail.
You know what? Because I am able to do the comparison because I've been in both environments. When you see that and this child, and you can barely even see the shoes because the pants are not tight bottoms. Like they're not
the Lululemon leggings that everyone wears where their actual ass is still out but covered with fabric.
It's not allowed. You have
to wear pants anyway.
She had to get pants that were
dorky.
Yeah. Yes. According to her, they were dorky. They were
trousers
from. They were trousers from American Eagle that had a button and a zipper and had the wide leg bottom,
like straight
angle,
straight all the way down,
straight all the way down, or a little bit wide at the bottom.
But like room in them,
room.
not fitted
at all. No,
right.
No, they have pockets.
Yeah, dorky.
But that was the required uniform. So,
well, I mean, I would require that too if I was a Catholic administration person.
Right. But here's the thing. You can barely even see the shoes because the bottom of the pant leg covers the shoe, basically.
Right. They still got her. Huh?
And they still got her for that.
How?
But you take one step into a public school and you see these booty shorts, you see midriffs, you see boobs galore.
There's so many boobs.
Boobalicious in the hallways.
I know.
And it's like, wow. Just such a different world.
Well, and then my kid told me, she said, because some mornings I'm like, you're comfortable wearing that?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, nobody gets dress coded at North. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good thing you're being dropped off in a car.
Right.
Wouldn't walk the streets in that.
No, because you might get picked up and fined.
Because that's still illegal. That solicitation thing, that's still illegal.
Yeah. Booty shorts. I don't know.
So, I think this mom was just more like, this is her. She is the only kid. So she's very cute because she's like trying to figure things out. With my first, like she's my teach kid.
She's the guinea pig.
She's the guinea pig. So imagine like, it's kind of a lot of pressure, right? When you only have one and you're like, wait a second, these booty short things, like what's going on? Because
right.
You don't have a second kid to be like, so we're not going to wear those types of shorts.
Right.
I mean, I tried to put the law down. I really did. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, well, everybody else is wearing this.
Yeah.
And
that's all they sell.
Well,
like you go to the store and it's like, that's all they sell.
I believe in giving my kid autonomy and like, this
right.
is your money and buy your clothes. And my preference is that you buy clothing that covers your bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost.
Yeah.
I gave up on that one.
It would be different if she was not the norm. But unfortunately, that is the norm.
Not the most logical excuse, but there were days where she was like, Mom, get off my case. Like, my butt's barely hanging out. So-and-so and so-and-so
mm-hmm.
has their literal half cheek. And she's right.
Yeah.
And I don't like either one, but I'm also, you know, then that you pick that battle, right? Where you're like, well, at least most of your butt's covered.
A win. It's a win. It's a win.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I don't understand, like, these girls at this age, like, with them getting their periods. Would this be comfortable wearing booty shorts with a period?
Well, see, now you're glad I brought up the fact that it goes up into your chamber of Venus.
Right.
Because, I mean, what if you've got other stuff going on? Okay, nobody would, now we're going to this is why I called it booty shorts and contraceptives.
Right.
Easy segue.
Yeah, right.
If they would dare wear a diva cup.
Oh, God.
They couldn't do that.
Wait, explain to me what a diva cup is.
Well, wait, I don't know how they wear pads with those short shorts either.
You can't.
How do they do that?
You can't.
Do they wear the pads that are thongs in their regular underwear? I don't know. I don't know how they do that. I should go and look one.
Wait, there's a pad that's a thong? Then how is it even a pad?
Well, it's a pad, like in the front, it's like a panty liner. And then toward the back, it's really narrow and you wrap it around the thong part of the thong.
No.
Yes.
This is a thing?
Yes. You don't have those?
No. I don't. I know.
Oh.
Maybe my daughter does that I've
yeah,
never seen
that. Yeah,
because
if you wear a panty liner with a regular thong, then it sticks to your ass. The sticky part has nowhere to go in the back, and it sticks to your butt.
And this is something that you can just go buy at the store?
Yes.
No.
Yes, a thong panty liner.
Well, how does it even support the issue?
Well, you still have to wear a tampon or something because it's only a panty liner. But if you need a panty liner, then you wear that one instead of the other one because the other one would in the back, it hangs off of the string of the thong and it sticks to your butt.
That is disgusting.
It twists up as you walk and wear it and it sticks to your butt.
Okay, so then when you have to remove it, do you have to like untwist it?
A little bit. Yeah.
No, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You have to kind
of
pull it off. And yeah, because, you know, where the thong is all day.
Is it practical?
I mean,
you sound like you know a lot about this. So
I stopped using them completely.
Oh, so you've worn them.
I've worn them, yeah.
I've never even heard of these.
But
things.
I have found that it's, like, if I need a panty liner, I would rather just change my tampon more often or something. Because I don't really like those. They're hard to get off of the underwear.
So is this a thing that the teenage girls are wearing? Like with their booty shorts?
I think I should ask them now what they wear.
Gross. Gross. Can we just like save the booty shorts for our off days?
Well, I don't like looking at them in my house that much either. But
the off period days.
Oh, maybe they do. Oh, maybe that's the thing. That's why they all have the Lululemon leggings.
Or the oversized sweatpants with... So then they switch body parts of their
shorts.
As
long as you always look sexy.
As long as there's always
something
showing.
Right.
You know, is this a lot different from when we were their age?
For me.
It is.
For me, yeah. Because okay. I was that dorky little nothing. 90 pounder.
Yeah.
No boob, nothing.
What about your friends or what you saw surrounding
you?
You
know what? We just did like cool t-shirts and jeans. We didn't really...
You didn't
show... The girls that did the midriff or the cleavage, mm-hmm. that was like one group of girls that were like not the ones we hung out with. Those were the girls that you questioned what they were doing on the weekends.
Okay. So that wasn't the
norm. It wasn't the norm.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I guess it depends on to what era we're talking, like what years we're talking about too.
Probably.
Because I mean, we went in such hills and valleys of... style, at least like when I was a teenager,
yeah.
we didn't do a whole lot of booty shorts.
I wore Daisy Dukes. Yeah, but later,
you know, but
like maybe my senior year.
Yeah.
Started, but not to school.
Oh, I wore them to school.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I saved them for the weekend because we had one of those all ages country bar things that we got to go to.
Okay. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. And see up around here, we would do like the clubs.
Wait, remember that one? What was it, like the Z Club or something? Oh, no, Zero Gravity.
Oh, Zero Gravity.
Was that one of the all ages?
So that was, but that was my younger sister's.
Oh, you went to the real clubs.
I did. You know, Zero Gravity did not exist when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have gone anyway.
My younger sisters did, though. In fact, I was just talking about this with my two younger sisters just last weekend about how they used to go to Zero Gravity all the time. We used to go out to like different suburbs or the city.
What do you think about this mom that told the story of her 18-year-old asking for the IUD?
Contraceptive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom said...
We'll give the backstory.
Her daughter asked for one.
An IUD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To her mom. And the mom was, I don't know.
And how old was she?
18.
Okay, so she was an adult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But went to her mom, which I think is cool. And then I guess the mom was like, I don't know, or something. The mom said she waited too long to take her or to answer. For whatever reason. So the girl went on her own.
Okay.
She would, but got one for free. I didn't know that was a thing, that you could go and get like free IUDs. Cause that's a significant thing to have done.
So she went to like a free clinic?
I guess. Where you would go to get regular birth control pills.
I didn't know that they offered IUDs.
I didn't either.
Okay.
And then had so many complications because it was too big. So there's what, like three different sizes or something like that? Like there's one for before you've had kids.
Okay.
And then there's like the mom one.
Then the ones that get a lot bigger. Yeah.
And apparently the copper ones are like one size fits all situation. Because like maybe those are the newer or something.
Okay. I don't know enough about those.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But that's what she got.
Okay.
And then had to go and get the entire thing removed because of medical issues coming from the fact that it was too big.
Oh, that's painful.
I know. And now has the proper one. But I think what the mom wanted us to speak to was this whole, like, your child got this without you. Even though her daughter was older.
There's definitely a difference there with the age factor. So if she's
18. I know. I should look.
If she's 18 and she went and got an IUD.
So this mom was not taking the angle of, like, my kid disrespected me. I think she was just talking more about, like, kids kind of owning this for themselves.
Okay.
Like taking ownership of your own birth control. And mm-hmm. then in this situation, because of the nature of the birth control, it turned into a nightmare.
Well, that's really unfortunate. I think that the birth control issue can be a very uncomfortable topic to talk about with your daughter. None of us want to ever think about our child having sex.
No. I want to be that grandma that's just going to be like, oh my God, a kid appeared. How
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, right. I don't want to know how that happened.
Look at that. Yeah. A baby arrived.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's a really touchy subject. I think what a lot of girls, like the avenue that they take to approach their parents, because it's hard on them too, to have to approach your parent, especially if you're 15, 16, and you just can't go to the doctor and get yourself birth control pills. So you're going to have to talk to your parent about it, right? Is that the case?
Well, or, I don't...
Unless you can go to a free clinic.
Can a teenager underage walk into a free clinic and get something? Probably.
I think so,
in
yes.
Illinois, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
But they don't all do that. I think that it's just as hard on them to approach their parent and say, can I, you know, be put on the pill? Or can I get an IUD or whatever?
Well...
But I think a lot of times they use
that
the excuse.
Kid and that and the parent, though.
Yes. But I think a lot of times they can use the excuse. They're not going to come up to you and say, like, hey, my boyfriend and I are having sex every night. Can you put me on the pill? I think they do their research. They talk to their friends. They talk to, oh, I heard that going on the pill really helps with
your acne.
So mm-hmm. I would love to go on the pill to see if that helps me with my
right.
acne.
Because 9 out of 10 of my friends with acne went on the pill and they don't have acne anymore.
Correct. That's the main thing. So how do you feel about it when your child comes up to you and says, you know, I get such terrible, terrible cramps every month to the point where I'm in bed and I need a heating pad and I need to take, you know, 800 milligrams of ibuprofen and I can't go to school or I have to go home from school. So I hear that going on the pill really helps manage my period and helps with the heaviness of my period. And so that's why I need to go on the pill. What do you do? Oh, okay, sure. And then do you feel like then that gives them the green light to go have sex?
Well,
or do you
God,
feel...
That sucks. Because then you have to have the whole big giant conversation, right?
You have
because
to.
Because if their assumption is, oh, now I have safe sex...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that simple because if you took it at 9 o'clock one morning and then you forgot mm-hmm. and you didn't take it till 9 p.m. and you had sex 3 times and you're ovulating, well, mm-hmm. then also you might have nosets and a baby in your belly.
Right. Your skin looks great.
Skin looks amazing. But what's that growing in your stomach?
But good luck. Yeah, with that.
So you have to have a full sex talk if you're going to go on to it for your acne, right?
You have to because acne is the cop-out conversation.
Right.
As mom, well as look, the cramps.
Look at these huge zits on my face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally need that pill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep saying literally the way Rob Lowe does because Netflix is taking away my Parks and Rec.
I heard.
Literally.
But I think that whenever you are going to have a conversation about birth control and they're trying to hide behind another reason why birth control might benefit them.
Yeah.
You have to just assume, just to be safe, that it's A, number one, for sexual reasons, and
right.
B, the secondary reasons might be to help clear up a little acne, might be able to help manage your period a little bit better, but you have to have the conversation.
So even if they insist, like, no boyfriend, no sex, it's for these giant craters on my face, I think as moms, we still have to take the assumption.
Then why don't they say, can you take me to a dermatologist?
Yeah.
Can you start buying me? Like,
well, you're assuming that logic is involved, Briggs. They're teenagers.
No.
Dummy.
No logic. No logic. None. Zero.
Okay. So if you don't want to be like, oh, listen, I know it's actually for you to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
then you just have to be like, oh, okay, yeah, this is for your face. But just so you know, this is only effective, like, whatever, 98.5% of the time. Or you have to have that whole conversation. Even if you don't acknowledge the fact that they want it for sex, you still have to make that assumption, right?
I think that you have to. You have to cover that piece of it. Because otherwise, if you're having such terrible cramps and all this and that, I mean, there are extreme cases where you have to be put on like major medication or whatever for if the child is showing some endometriosis or whatever. I mean, there are extreme cases for pain and cramps and heavy bleeding and things like that. But I just, generally speaking, I would say that if your daughter is coming to you saying that they want to be on birth control, they're uncomfortable saying it's because I'm having sex, mm-hmm. or I think I'm going to have sex, or they might not even have a boyfriend, casual sex, whatever.
Oh God. Wait, so you know, they have all of these little things for them now, right? All their little like abbreviations that they can text.
Like what?
Well, I don't know all of them because there's too many in my, I don't see them in my kid's phone.
Like referring to sex?
But yes.
Oh, like what?
Because I was joking around one day with one of my friends about like Netflix and chill and all of these, like what that actually means. Because I didn't know, dummy. I'm wonderfully naive.
Oh my God.
Oh, the chill part means sex. It does?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Netflix and chill. The chill means like you watch a movie and then you have the sex.
Oh, Netflix and chill. Wait,
you really didn't know that either?
No. And I'm thinking of all the times that I've heard, we're just chilling. Oh, just shoot me now.
I do think that there's still an innocent population that is just chilling. I do. But there's definitely a group that's like, we're going to Netflix and chill.
Just chill. Okay, so I didn't know that. But I have told my kids that me and my husband are just chilling watching Netflix. But that's like
Dad
actually.
And I are going to Netflix and chill. They can't leave faster.
Is
They're
that
like,
why I heard
Rose,
like these,
Mom.
Is this why I heard them run so fast down the hallway?
Oh, shit. Okay, so from there, I started exploring all of these other. Are they acronyms? There's a million things. You know how like GTFO is get the fuck out?
Yes.
Okay, there's a billion things like that that mm-hmm. mean different things, like mm-hmm. show me your nude pictures or meet me at the park for like sex under a tree or whatever. There's a million randoms. So when I first saw it, I went to my kid. I'm like, if I ever see any of these in your phone, which I don't monitor on the phone because I trust her and I'm lazy, but mm-hmm. I'm like, just don't do that stuff. And if you feel the need, just speak like in regular words and
right.
be direct. Don't be weird. Don't send weird little letters that mean disgusting things that your mother doesn't want to know about.
I
can't
stand those acronyms.
They're stupid.
I feel like they don't even speak.
Could
like,
we not have stopped at LOL, please?
No, I mean, that's where it needed to stop.
That's I remember the first time that someone was like, BRB. I'm sorry, what?
What's that?
BRB, like be right back.
Oh, be right back?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time I saw that, I'm like,
see, I don't do that shit.
Why are you saying BRB?
I don't do that shit.
Be right back, Briggs. Mm-hmm. Nope.
When my kids text me back and when they say something like that, I'm like, you just need to type the actual
I correct
word.
Them. My middle schooler will send random stuff.
Yeah. But that's not my language.
And
that's not my generation.
She'll
that's
say
not
JK
my language.
And I'm like, are you just kidding?
Yeah.
And then she'll write YA. I'm like,
what's YA?
Well, no, just for ya. But I'm like, don't say ya.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Say yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y-E-S. Just kidding. Yes.
Okay. I can do just kidding. That's one that I can do.
You'll do the JK.
Uh-huh. I can do the LOL. I cannot do anything else. One thing that my kid does, and I think a lot of kids do it because I've heard other kids do it and I've heard other parents complain about it. But if I send a text to one of my kids, it just says like, hey, you know, make sure you come home right after school. I
hate that.
G-H-T.
No, don't say that to me ever. Ever.
I'm like, eight?
What
like,
does
what,
that mean?
What is this?
No, don't say that.
Like, are you saying all right?
Is that what you meant to say?
Almost. Right?
You almost
or
spelled
okay?
it
like
properly.
You even typed, like if you want to abbreviate, just say okay.
Wait, why do people say KK for okay?
Oh, I can't stand that shit either.
What is that?
Why can't you just
do
say
you
okay?
Do you say that out loud? Do you say, like if you say to me, get me another bourbon, am I going to say to you, KK?
If you did, I would have to punch you in the face.
How did that become? thing to say. That is the worst. KK, no.
I can't even do the 1K, let alone 2. Don't answer me with K.
I don't care for the 1. I'll take an O, like letter O, letter K. Or an O-K-A-Y.
Yes.
All right. Yes, please, Mother Dear. You're my queen, please, Heather.
Absolutely, I will do that, Mother. I cannot do a lot of those acronyms. I can't.
I don't know enough of them anyway.
And it, that's the thing. Like, if I could even speak the language, then maybe, but it's...
I don't want to dumb down to that, where that's my new language.
That's what it is. It is dumbed down.
Hi, Barbie. No! Speak.
It takes me longer to figure out what that shit means than it does... You know, like, you're just too lazy to type out. What is the difference between typing KK and OK? I mean, they're two letters.
I don't understand. Is that like part of rebranding? Like, I branded myself to be the cool person that says KK. What you did is branded yourself to be fucking annoying, is what you did.
And a complete lazy asshole.
No, you are an LO.
Yeah.
No.
What is that?
No, an LA. You are a lazy asshole.
Oh, lazy asshole. Okay.
I said, oh, like the O and hole.
Right.
Well, you're a lazy hole.
Well, and they'll do that too. Like, they'll actually do a letter that is supposed to represent a subject.
That doesn't make any sense.
I can't. It's too much.
Don't do that. I would rather someone speak to me in emojis
than
do that shit.
Oh, me too.
I can talk emoji all day long.
Yeah. I love emojis. My kids get annoyed, but I love emojis.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I was at a board meeting last night. And, you know, you have to do that thing where it's like motion to pass the blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And somebody says, second the motion.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor.
Mm-hmm.
So when they ask all in favor, because I'm bored out of my mind.
Right.
I do the emoji like this. I do that two-handed, like two double fives in the air emoji.
Right.
That's how I show my approval to pass the minutes. Because why not be a live emoji?
Right. Why not bring some life to the meeting?
Hey,
right.
I cast that with both hands in the air.
Did your vote count for 2?
Yeah. I got the girl next to me to do it with jazz hands. I'm like, can we make this a little bit more exciting?
That's even more exciting. The jazz hands.
She did the jazz hands. Yeah. I did the emoji hands in the air. It was awesome.
I love it.
All right. Do we want to say anything else about the contraceptive thing?
It's a hard subject when you really think about it. And for those who have actually had to bring your child into the doctor, talk to the doctor about whether or not your child is sexually active. It's not an easy thing to do with your child.
Does the doctor bring it up if you go in for, quote, acne? Does the doctor say, now, you know, this is not the fall all for sex? Do they say that?
They do. I can't speak for what every doctor says. But I think they're pretty in tune to teens using the acne as an excuse.
Interesting. So the dermatologist would have to give the tiny sex talk. Is that how it would work?
No. The dermatologist does not prescribe a birth control pill.
Oh. You have to go to your
regular doctor.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And so...
So then they would be more comfortable, obviously, being like, now, you know, this is only so effective, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. And if you have done this with your teen, and of course, all doctors are different, and pediatricians even nowadays, when you bring your teen for their well visit, they ask the parent to leave the room, even if it's just like for all ninth graders. Every ninth grader needs a physical on file for high school that lasts them that 4 years. And when you go to the pediatrician and have their well visit for ninth grade, they will ask the parent to leave the room and they will go over a lot of very, very personal things with the child. And they will talk to you about sex. They will also talk to you about your sexual preference. If you are aware of your sexual preference and if, you know, so they dive into that.
You and I will have to dive into that with a guest speaker on our episode one day.
Yes, I think that's...
We're going to need a little help, but we'll do it.
Yeah. That's not something that I think...
We don't have enough experience.
No. But it is something that the doctor does go over with you. Because, you know, your teens are teens. They're not going to sit there in the doctor's office with their mom.
Right.
Especially, I mean, you know, I can't speak for whether boys or girls. They're both uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's weird then. It's too intimate.
It is weird.
And we smell.
And we smell like either shit or patchouli. And I have been personally through this with teen girls and teen boys in my life. So I have been asked to leave the room. And when I come back, depending on your child, if they're very open or if they're very private.
Yeah.
And I have both. It depends. For example, my daughter, I would just be like, oh, what did you guys talk about? You know, when I left the room.
Right?
She was just like, oh, nothing. She doesn't,
right.
She does not divulge a whole bunch of information. My one son, however, I could not believe on the way home how he was like, yeah, he asked me if I'm having sex. He asked me if I, you know, like girls or if I like boys.
Really? That's mm-hmm. kind of nosy, huh?
But it's good. I think they didn't used to do that. I do not ever remember sitting in a doctor's office and having them. They care a lot more about your social emotional well-being now than they used to.
That's true.
And it's an issue. So anyway, I think that when you're talking about birth control, you have to handle it with this is reality. Don't bury your head in the sand though, because whether you like it or not, do you want to talk to your kid about safe sex and the practices and how to do it safely? Or do you want your child to come home and tell you something worse?
Right. No, we gotta have to have all the hard talks no matter what.
And that's hard. And that's why we do what we're doing right now, because it's hard.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a community of support.
Yeah. And it's confusing and ambiguous and different for everybody. And yeah, something we should talk about it again.
It's a solid topic.
Yeah. We'll talk about it again and get into a little bit more detail of all of that, like sexuality and society and all of that stuff.
I think that's something that we definitely need to bring guest speakers in for.
All right. So we need help. We need help.
Of course
we
do.
We're here for each other, but we need help too. All right. So your win was the fact that there's nobody here. Of course, I'm here bothering you all day, but
that's a win for me.
Still got no kids.
Okay. My win today, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, nobody understands unless you have some kid that is in your house every day and that has trouble going to school. But I will tell you, my win for today is that all four of my children were at school by 10 a.m. Let's hear it for that.
Let's hear it.
Ow!
Now we're clapping on the podcast.
All right.
Cheers to everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Till next time.